They say life begins at 40. Age is just a state of mind.
I mean, I'm 40 now, and that's, you know, I mean, I'm 40. I'm half dead, basically. 40's a weird age.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Frustrating, but inevitable for most people. It's middle-age spread.
Hey, Endo! This is what it is! You put one foot in front of the other and...
Mommy, Daddy.
Today, we're going to talk about the fountain of youth.
Maybe it's because you didn't take your medicine. It's throwing you all.
I didn't take my medicine.
Everything is off.
I am sleepy today, but we'll get through it. We'll get through it.
We're going to throw this.
Today, we're going to talk about Netflix a lot. Netflix... What, Amazon Prime, Hulu?
Any of those on demand.
Cable on demand, which, you know, I don't know if you have cable or whatever. The breadth of content that is available to you, available at the click of a button.
Right.
It's changed our lives, right?
And mobily, you know, you could watch it pretty much from anywhere. You don't have to be on your couch at home with those situations.
And sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's not
exactly.
So good. So, we're going to... dedicate a lot of actually all the time this episode talking about the impact of screens in our lives.
Screens.
Yeah, we've talked in the past about phone calendars and how that sort of provides the guardrails for our lives so we know that things are getting done.
Exactly.
And when to plan, when not to do anything, which is ridiculous. So
Netflix and chill.
You know what? I'll bet that most people... We talked to some people last episode about what they do with a free day. I wonder if most people do just...
do Netflix and chill.
Just veg out in front of a TV.
People love that.
Yeah. Netflix and chill has kind of a very specific meaning to it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of that?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
We can just put a spin on
it. We can use it in a Puritan sense.
Yes. That's
but,
what
that's not really the intention there.
I'm referring to
it
in a very innocent way.
Okay. See, I'm in my mid-40s, and even I know what next... I'm keeping up with the kids.
Do not, you know, my very naive brain. You have to leave me pure.
I know. I like to put a nice spin on things or a nice frame around things too, so I get it.
All right. So, do you have any go-to on demand? How does your family enjoy on demand television, or do you guys have Netflix or
what do you have? We get it all. You know, people are going to run me out of town, but I work for the cable company. And so I don't pay for my cable.
Right.
It's the best.
That's nice.
Fringe benefit.
Because I pay a lot.
I know. It's great. And I get the fastest internet and all that stuff. And it's great. The downside is when I tell people I work for the cable company, they're like, oh, can you come fix my internet?
No, I can't.
I have to stop short of saying not my department, because it's literally not my, it's not even my area of the business. So,
right.
You know, it's ridiculous.
So but, you have it all.
Yeah, we do. And we didn't used to, though. Like, we had the very basic cable package, and we didn't have any sort of streaming service until we got a Wii a couple for Christmas, maybe 3 years ago or something. And there's a Netflix app on there.
Exactly.
But we did, I mean, we could watch Netflix on our computers. And so we used to do that. My wife and I got a headphone splitter that we could plug into the computer, and we just, you know, each have a set of headphones and stuff, and that's how we would watch movies together.
Well, we had Netflix a while ago when it was the send in the mail DVDs.
Yeah, that's how we started.
And so, but then we took a break from that, and then when it went to what it is now, my parents got it for us for Christmas. 1 year for the whole year, because I thought that I knew that's where things were going, and the kids weren't into any television shows on TV that much, and I thought, well, this might be cool.
Well,
I almost exclusively watch streaming, with the exception of sporting events.
Yeah, well, hey, that's where the cable company's got you. We love it. I got Netflix for my birthday 1 year, and little did I know that it was handing me a bill for what, $14 a month for the rest of my life.
Right.
Didn't even think about that. I was like, oh, wow. Look,
we share get, it. I share it with my parents. Because
are you allowed to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, jeez. Breaking the rules.
It's just a login.
It's the new cable stealing cable.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I mean, if you look at the policies, you have a Netflix account, and it can be used on X number of devices for that account.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say that account can't be.
You're right.
My parents use it in South Carolina. I have it in Kentucky, and we just share it And never in the, I think it's been about 2.5 years that we've had it, has anyone ever maxed out the Netflix. And so it's an option.
Are you guys spending more time or less time staring at a screen?
I think...
in terms of watching video programming. I mean, we all stare at our phones all day, but texting and email doesn't really count towards what I'm talking about.
I don't think it makes us watch more TV.
Okay.
It's just in a different way. I don't watch, and we were talking about this when we weren't recording, I don't watch TV at home as much anymore. Because when I'm at home, I'm doing things for the family, whether it's laundry or packing lunches or cleaning something, or I work from home, so I'm working. But I utilize the streaming when I'm not home. I have access to the shows that I like.
Right.
And so I actually, it has become beneficial to me because I watched my new, whatever my latest Netflix binge is,
yep,
at the Y on the treadmill. And so that is my motivation to go to the Y.
So you're controlled enough to not allow yourself to watch that programming unless you're exercising.
Yes, because for the most part at home, if we have the television on, like I said, it's usually a sporting event. We're in the evening is when everybody's home and it's something sports related or the news. My husband usually picks whatever that is. And we've trended more toward the kids. If they're going to watch a show, they might watch it on their iPad minis and it'll be whatever they like on their Netflix. And then I'm around doing something. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, we'll have our moments where we all hang out and we're all watching something, and it's usually something different, and it's usually on Netflix. Yes. But I don't watch it that much at home.
Donut Showdown. It's the greatest show on television. or Cupcake Wars.
Okay.
Also.
So you like all the food ones.
Well, I mean, yeah, the kids are interested in cooking, and I, of course, I daydream about eating a donut with bacon and Fritos
on
it.
Do that while you're on the treadmill. Great motivation.
Yeah, yeah. I like the idea of, and I did that too over the winter. I got into, I forgot what program it was, but I was watching the whole thing, and I would only allow, it was House of Cards probably.
Yes.
And I would only do it on the treadmill. You get kind of a double dopamine drip there.
Exactly. Because
you're like, you get the satisfaction of following the story that you care about, but your body is producing the endorphins and everything, and so it becomes a good habit.
Yes, and so that has turned into my good habit. I have definitely increased since I started that. I didn't always do that. I would watch Netflix whenever I had a free moment, whether it was at home or at the Y. Now it's that show only at the Y. I usually watch two of them, so I work out for longer, and it works out to benefit me. I like having the availability of that. I used to watch whatever was on TV, attached to the machines, and that was kind of annoying. But I find that I watch on the Netflix, on the Netflix, I watch things that my children should not watch.
Well, of course.
And so I don't watch it at home. Because, you know, I would be sitting, it's rare that I would be sitting next to them with my own device while they're on a device watching a TV show. I don't want, so it's not something that I want to put on the TV big.
I watch that stuff with my finger on the pause button.
Yeah. And sometimes even when you're on the treadmill at the Y and you're watching House of Cards.
Yeah.
You go, is anyone else next to me watching what I'm watching?
My current
a little bit embarrassed.
My current Netflix obsession is Bloodline, which I think is just so good.
I'll have to watch that when I'm done with mine.
As of this recording, I'm just right at the end of season one, and it's great. And I was watching it last night, and that here comes these. I could hear the little feet pitter-pattering. I was like, oh, pause. It's not like there's not stuff you shouldn't see, but man, the language on there is certainly not as colorful as I use when I'm not on a microphone, but it's
exactly. So there are some things that even at the Y I have to selectively choose where I put myself on the treadmill. At the Norton Commons Y, where I like to go, there is one line of treadmills where the wall is behind you.
Yeah. So the wall of safety.
Nobody
visual
can
safety.
See what I'm watching.
Right. I was on the treadmill over the winter, which, by the way, it's warm outside. I stop that. I go for a walk.
Right.
No screen, no headphones, no nothing, and I listen to the birds.
Right.
And maybe that's the wisdom of being older. I don't know. But or maybe it's just that I have too much noise in my head. But I was on the treadmill over the winter. I was, just walking. whatever. I don't run. I'm too big to run. My knees hurt.
Everything. Yeah, me neither.
And my daughter comes downstairs. I could hear over my headphones. I was like, what? She had this look on her face. She said, I was having a text conversation with my brother. My brother's, you know, he's 40, 41. And like I said, I use colorful language when I'm not on a microphone. And she just happened to see my text conversation. She came in. She goes, Daddy. I said, what? What happened? I didn't know you use curse words. I said, what are you talking about? She goes, I saw your phone. I felt terrible immediately. She got to be 11 years old and had never heard me say a curse word.
Oh, that's amazing.
That has got to be some sort of record.
That is.
I'm good around them. I'm on the same side of the coin, though. They have a giant collection of beer bottle caps.
Okay.
So maybe I'm just good about it. And that was totally off topic.
But that is where the Netflix... If I'm going to watch it at home, I have a smaller device and headphones because there's nothing I watch on Netflix that we can watch together. At least we haven't found something that all of us like. And my husband...
It's kind of hard. You got a 7-year-old little girl?
A 7-year-old little girl, a 9-year-old boy.
Seriously,
and then
what are you
going to
have in common with that? Seriously.
Yeah, nothing.
You can't watch any of the bad shows that are on Nickelodeon. Those shows are terrible.
I would watch it just to appease. I wouldn't watch it for my own enjoyment. I'd be watching it because I'm with them and we're watching TV together.
America's Funniest Videos, that's your only
bet. We have done that.
Yeah.
We have watched America's Funniest Home Videos together. They do like some of the, strangely enough, my children like some of the HGTV stuff, and you can get that on Netflix.
What? Oh, yeah.
They do like that.
All day long.
They like that.
What what are movies from when you were a kid that I wanted to watch The Goonies with my kids. And I'm like, I don't know. I remember certain things about it. So I was waiting till they got a little older, and then they went to the neighbor's house and watched it. I was like, dude.
I don't know.
That's
maybe.
That's not cool.
What was huge? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
That's a good one.
There you go.
Yeah.
We could. And then didn't they have a bunch of series after that? Honey, I Blew Up the Kids. Yeah.
Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Yeah. We've watched all Jurassic Park and all
Ooh,
of those.
Ooh, that's super violent.
But
that's
they don't care.
Oh, wow.
Because my children have this barrier where they know something's not real and so it doesn't scare them.
Well, that's the benefit of looking at a screen.
Yeah.
Of course, go down to Universal Orlando and ride that Jurassic Park ride.
Yeah, I think, no, and my daughter would not do that.
That's pretty intense
because,
to a 6-year-old.
Right, yeah. She would not want a scary ride where they're coming in her face, but all day long she'll watch Jurassic Park and Jurassic World, the newer one, mm-hmm. on TV.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard that was really bloody.
She'll watch those and she knows they're, well, that's sure not real. She'll think they're all cute.
You all stay up on Sunday nights and watch The Walking Dead too? Is that how you guys are rolling?
No.
Literally, the most violent thing I have ever seen on a screen was in The Walking Dead. I couldn't believe my eyes.
I haven't watched any of that.
It's the only show I've ever watched where I had to turn away from the screen.
Sometimes House of Cards was like that for me on some of the parts.
Yeah. Yeah, ugh, man, that show's so good.
It's so good, though, that I could get over some of the violence.
There was a part in Bloodline, one of the episodes I watched last night, where my head was in my hands, and I watched it, but I didn't want to watch it. I mean, it's sort of an event that occurs that the whole season hinges on,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of show, over the course of the season, they give you more and more details about what happened, and this episode 12, I think, and it kind of shows you in detail, and I was like, oh. Oh, I mean, it just made my stomach turn. It's so bad.
I got hooked when it first came out because of social media and everyone posting about it. But Orange is the New Black, and that is it's really intense in terms of the graphic nature of it.
Yeah.
But I did watch all of that.
I watched the first season.
Mm-hmm.
The second season, I was like, I get it.
Yeah, it did kind of die off for me.
Yeah,
it lost its. I lost interest.
Same
in it.
The House of Cards season two, was it two? How many do they have out? Do they have?
Gosh, I don't know. I watched them all continuous, so because I tend
remember.
To binge.
One of the seasons was really slow.
Yeah, I don't go jump between Netflix shows. I get on one, I watch the whole thing, I start another one.
Well, I got on House of Cards early, so I watched it all, and then I had to wait for the second season to come out, and then I had to watch all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to force myself through, I think, season three.
I'm that way now with Call the Midwife. On Amazon, that's on Amazon Video. That is not on Netflix.
Okay.
No, not Called Midwife. The one Downton Abbey. So I watch.
And you have to say Downton. Can't say, don't even come close to saying Downtown Abbey. No, because you will get raked across the coals.
No, so I like those shows. So Call the Midwife is on Netflix. And so I watched all that. But Downton Abbey, they have that on Amazon Video. And I made the mistake of, I came in very late to Downton Abbey. I watched the whole thing. By the time I finished the newest season, which is the last season, was about halfway finished, and I didn't know I was going to be into it, so I didn't record it. So now I have to wait for them to release on Amazon.
It just has changed the patterns of our life.
Yeah, and then but they do give you an option if you finished all the what's on Amazon Video to purchase the current season.
Yeah, right.
So I'm like, ooh. Ooh.
So and then what, I said $2 an episode or something, right?
Yes. Yeah. Or $20 for the season or something like that.
Yeah.
And I decided, you know what? I can be patient.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait and I'll just get hooked on something else.
Right.
And so I just waited.
Yeah, go for a walk.
So I don't even know. I haven't gone back to check if it's available.
That sounds like such a fuddy duddy with me and my walking.
Go for a walk. I have two dogs.
You know who
else
goes for walks? My 75-year-old uncle.
Exactly. Those are the people in my neighborhood. I've got the guy with the golden retriever and the guy with the, you know, all the different dogs and the older gentlemen love going for
walks.
It is
not lost on me that I am one of those people.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, there's a guy who lives in my neighborhood who I know who's like a marathon runner. Super fit. Every night I see him running, I'm like, oh my, how long is he going to be out there, and how boring can that possibly be?
For how long he runs?
I have no idea. Like, I don't know if he runs. I take, on a good day, I'll take a 40-minute walk, and that is way too long.
You know, but that's good. That's good exercise. A lot good of time 3 miles.
And you know what I do? I go home, kiss the wife, because she goes upstairs and watches her Netflix, and I go downstairs and I watch my Netflix, and then I sometimes fall asleep
nice
on the couch.
Yeah. Exactly. But that is a problem when you fall asleep during the Netflix and it keeps playing, and then you have to find, because it'll go to the next episode.
Oh my gosh, it's modern problems.
I know, it really is.
So we talked to several other people about how Netflix and Amazon Prime and other streaming services have affected their lives, so let's see what they have to say.
So I have my son, James, here, and he's going to tell you a little bit about yourself. How old are you, James?
9 years old.
So we are talking about this podcast, James. We're talking about Netflix. You know, when mommy was little, there was no Netflix. We watched TV, and we had to get up from the couch and press buttons on the TV to change the channel even.
I don't like that.
What? Why don't you think that's such a good idea? How do you watch Netflix?
I don't have to get up and press buttons on the TV.
Do you even watch Netflix on the TV?
No. I watch it on my iPad.
How do you think mommy checks that you are watching something that's appropriate?
You go on James and Maggie icon.
What would happen if you clicked on mommy's icon? Would that be stuff that you should be watching?
Definitely not.
Are there any recommendations you have for people if they have kids, what their kids should watch on Netflix?
They should watch kids shows like Jesse.
Now, you can watch Jesse on TV. Why do you prefer to watch it on Netflix?
Because it takes more work to get to the Jesse than it does on the iPad.
All right, so my parents love Netflix, and so I thought it would be good to talk to them about Netflix for our episode, because it's probably a little different than when they started watching television. When did your family get a television?
I was born in 1941, and I always remember having a television, but you had three stations, 2, 4, and 7. And 13, nobody watched 13.
13 was like public access?
Well, 13 didn't come into existence until maybe 1968, maybe, I don't know.
So what was on 2, 4, and 7?
The Lone Ranger, This Is Your Life, American Bandstand.
Was your television color?
Absolutely not.
Not color. So you had no color television, you watched three shows on three channels, and now you have Netflix, and it's pretty much unlimited. So what is your favorite current thing you're watching on Netflix?
Pinky Blinders.
What is that about? That I have no clue.
It's about, like, the old English mob back in London in the 1920s and into the 1930s. It's pretty gory. It's a BBB show. We like
BBC? BBC? No. BBB? Better Business Bureau?
It's a BBC show, and we like anything BBC.
So why don't you move to England?
I'm thinking of it if my daughter doesn't leave me alone.
And so on Netflix, would you, like, Peaky Blinders, so if parents start watching that, they should not watch it when their children are in the room?
The children shouldn't even be in the vicinity of the show, no.
Okay. Do you watch your Netflix on the TV or on a device?
I watch it on the TV.
But sometimes maybe on the devices if... I don't know, you and Dad watch all the same things?
Yes, we watch the same things. We like the same things.
Okay, so you actually watch Netflix together. So we were talking about before that in my family, we all watch different things on the devices. And
there's shows that I watch that he doesn't like and he doesn't watch them. I watch them by myself.
Okay, but then there are some that you watch together. Okay, so do you think you will keep regular television or just switch to Netflix and on-demand television?
Well, I'll probably keep television. My son-in-law is vice president of the History Channel, and I just can't abandon him.
You can't abandon him? Or would you be abandoning him, or he would abandon you?
Well, they got to get with it and figure it out.
Okay, if they get with it and figure it out, then she may abandon cable television. Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome, Stephanie. Get out of here.
I think we've established easily that screen time has revolutionized, I don't even know if that's the right word, has changed the way that Americans live life, and managing that is a task.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Controlling it.
Would you agree to that?
Yeah, so it doesn't get out of hand.
There's so much good stuff out there, though.
And it's addictive. It yeah. truly is.
It
I'm
is.
Sure there are stories and studies out there about addiction
what?
To screens and because everything's so readily available.
I think story is the operative word there. Because mm-hmm. that's why we love this stuff, because it's somebody else's story.
Right.
And there are things that happen to them that are like, oh, man, glad that didn't happen to me. And there are some things that happen to them like, man, I wish I could, you know, win Brewster's Millions. That's going way back.
No, I...
To an early, it's a Richard Pryor movie.
I got nothing.
Man, that was a long time ago. But I think that by and large, we love this stuff because it's escapism, right?
Right.
We just get to watch somebody else do so. But my words of wisdom that it would apply to that as a middle-aged man who thinks about things as a middle-aged man does is to, regardless of the story that you're watching, even the stories that we were read when we were kids, there was a moral to every story. We were supposed to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was, I don't know if Good Night Moon had a lesson to it. Maybe
right.
It's just to
go to bed,
look around the room I don't know, take notice of where you are, maybe, but be present. Those were my words of wisdom 1 week. But looking deeper in the story, and instead of just consuming it and crapping it out, as it were, pardon my gross reference, I had to do it, is to actually think about what are they trying to say here? What are they trying to tell us? What can I learn from this?
Mm-hmm.
I think that... We most of us know that you have to constantly be learning in life and improving yourself in order to evolve, right?
Right.
So even watching The Walking Dead, which I love to do, not so much Fear the Walking Dead, it's not nearly as good, but there are things that you can learn from that when it comes to relating to other people and how you might approach a situation in a show and differently than the character would. So that's it. My words of wisdom is learn.
Learn.
That's it. My word of wisdom.
Your word of wisdom is
don't,
to learn.
Don't just consume.
I have a
process.
Word. I have a word of wisdom.
Okay.
And so this way it's not plural, just like you. Mine would be reflect.
Okay.
Okay. So we were talking about you going on your walks, right?
So that's probably a time
at which you can reflect because you're not connected to anything.
Right.
You are out in the environment and your brain is able to just process some things.
Yeah.
Right. I thought of this just because my kids, they have a reflection notebook that they bring home from school every day. And so we
Does
read
it. Have
it.
A mirror in it?
That was really good. So they have a time and their day that their teacher makes them reflect on something from that day. And then I read it and I write a message back.
Interesting.
And so that's their reflection notebook. So they are
kind of creating a good habit for them.
Yes, it's a good habit for them. So I wonder about people's ability to reflect. Do you have a time where you don't connect to something, mm-hmm. where you can reflect? And it doesn't have to be something so forced necessarily, like every week at church.
Yeah.
I reflect. Something more informal, kind of like my kids. Hey guys, I don't care what you write in this reflection book. The teacher just says, write anything you want. My daughter sometimes writes, I really like cheetahs.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing so deep.
Turkeys are delicious.
Yeah. And so she just writes whatever. So I want people to think about, when is their time? Is it going for a walk with the birds chirping or with the dog? Or is it, for me, I'd like to have, my favorite time of the day is before the kids wake up. And have my coffee, my first cup of coffee. I kind of just sit in the quiet. Today it was outside because it was really cool.
Nice.
Just out in the quiet, just drink a cup of coffee and just think. And it doesn't have to be so formal. So what is that time that you can reflect? You don't have to start a journal and write in it every night.
You can if you want.
You can if you want.
Yeah, I'm not judging journalers.
Go for it. Get yourself a diary. But otherwise, what's the time where you can, where you can not be connected to something and just think?
I almost guarantee it's not while they're watching a show on TV.
No.
But it could be in the 5 minutes after you can mesh our words of wisdom together.
Yeah, you can reflect and say,
click the power button and just sit there and reflect on what you just watched. I don't know. Enjoy the silence.
I know, you're going deeper than I was going. I was going just like take a walk.
Yeah.
And disconnect and process all the, like you refer to it as, noise.
Get the noise out of your head, yeah.
And reflect and process things. Give yourself a time to do that.
You're so wise.
Reflect and learn, people.
So what we're telling people is, don't listen to this podcast in headphones while you're walking. Because we're adding to the noise.
Yeah, well, or at least alternate. Once a week you can listen to our podcast, and then the other ones, disconnect.
Speaking of bad segue here, speaking of listening to the podcast, Stephanie, how do you think people can connect with us?
Well, first, go on Facebook, find our Facebook page, 40-ish Podcast, and you can share with friends so that they will listen as well.
And that's the most critical thing. Help us catch fire here.
Yes, and then go ahead and go to iTunes, find us and subscribe.
Leave a rating.
Leave a rating and a review, because then that'll help other people find us and know that it's a good podcast to listen to. And this Stitcher app, I use the iTunes, you use the Stitcher.
Yeah, Stitcher's great.
So the Stitcher radio app.
Yeah, great.
There's no lack of ways to find us.
Always, you know, leave any feedback on the show on 40ishpodcast.com, on Facebook. We're also at louisville.am, so leave us some feedback behind, and we'll go and grow from there. Thanks for listening, everybody.